You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
disruptive, award-winning, anti-fascist Nightclub. Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF, Brazil.
Live from the basement of the sub high top Burnaby Mountain, this is Home Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I am John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. Playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 148. This is show favorites. It is live in studio, live and local, on February 20th of the year 2026. So welcome to the show. Oh, it's good to be here. I had a bit of a runaround. I guess it's reading week here, so I had a hard time getting food. So that's why I'm a little bit behind here. I'm really sorry. I did have about 35 seconds of dead air that I will definitely take out for the repeat and for future repeats of this show. Anyway, welcome. Just another show playing music tonight. That opening set show started tonight with, what did it start with? I was Mount Maxwell from Little Folk, Slow Moves, and then it was Mount Kimby from the Sunset Violent, their record from last year was A Figure in the Surf, and then Yabra from Alberta, and the song was called Sea to Sky Highway, and that was from Vulcan Nights. So what am I talking about here? I'll do traffic and weather quickly. Weather-wise, I'll do weather first. I know more about weather at this time. It's been cold lately. I think we had our coldest overnight last night at my place. When I got up this morning to head out, it was only 271 degrees Kelvin, which is pretty cold. They were saying it was going to go into the high 260s, but I think they've been kind of a little bit off with their predictions. What's going to happen is tomorrow it's actually going to warm up. It's clouded over already. There is some light flurries out there. And then it's only going down to about, 277 tonight. And then tomorrow it's going to warm up a little bit. It's going to be up into the low 280s throughout the lower mainland. Mostly cloudy with a bit of rain closing in later in the day tomorrow. There is a front coming on at some point. But it just doesn't look, most of the rain is staying south of us, which is keeping things a little bit chilly around here, which is too bad. So next week, it's going to be a mixed bag. Not super warm, generally, again, just into the, high 270s, low 280s. It looks like we got more rain on Sunday now. It looks like we're looking at probably an inch of rain on Sunday. And then, just a little bit of rain here and there sprinkled next week. No atmospheric rivers. California's been getting theirs. I imagine they'll be moving up the coast a bit, but it doesn't look like we're going to have any serious rain until next month. Traffic. It was ugly getting here. It was really ugly getting here. But I left early, so I was able to get dinner too. I remember watching some band get interviewed about, it was a singer, and how they didn't really eat or drink anything like 2 hours before they did their performance, and I think I can understand why. Traffic right now across the Lower Mainland, it is BAD bad. Going down the cut, getting to the Ironworkers Bridge from the North Shore is also, it's another bad time getting off the North Shore. We're looking at Taylor Way backed up almost all the way to Inglewood, so very long delays at, I think the Lionsgate looks worse. And Main Street, let's see how bad Main Street is. Are people taking my advice? It looks like people are taking my advice on Main Street. It's not quite to Brooks Bank backed up there. It's not terrible. There's an accident. Actually, the accident is south, is coming down the cut around Lynn Creek. So after Mountain Highway merge, there's an accident there. So that's actually helping out Main Street for the first time ever. But Main Street's still terrible. I'm just trying to think of a better alternate for getting on there. Maybe take Keith Road over and take Mountain Highway south and hop on Main right before you get on the highway. That would probably be the best way to get out onto the Ironworkers. And again, like I said, the Lionsgate's worse. What do we got going on in town? It is not bad. Highway 99 leaving town is not bad. Bad getting, northbound through the tunnel like it's supposed to be. Stalowson Bridge, brand new bridge, wide open. No traffic there. Not bad at all getting into Burnaby New West like it usually is. There is looks like there's a crash. Man, I'm guessing westbound on Highway 1, just west of Gilardi, sorry, that's how they pronounce it. And then there's multiple crash reports going eastbound as well, but I think maybe there's looky-loos. It's always busy through there. But yeah, Highway 1 is slow from Sprott until just before Gilardi. It's pretty rough through there, but other than that, it looks actually quite good. It looks like things have cleared up pretty nicely, and it is wide open through the valley, so not bad. Just getting off the North Shore is tough. Getting through the Burnaby Lake stretch going east on Highway 1 is tough, but everything else looks better than usual, so that's traffic. I'm sure I'll have stuff to talk about. Welcome to everybody joining the show this evening. I'll say hi to my parents. I haven't done that in a while. And so I'm going to get back to the music. I'm just playing music tonight. Nothing special. No oldies. I think the oldest song is 1980, and everything else is relatively new. So I'm going to get back to the music here. Here we go.